Lourdes Salazar Bautista has three U.S.-born children and has lived and worked in Ann Arbor for 14 years. Bautista faces a December 27th deportation about a year after her husband was deported. Laura Sanders of the Washtenaw Interfaith Council for Immigrant Rights says Bautista's case is not an isolated incident. Sanders says there are many cases like Bautista's, despite a speech by President Obama saying the U.S. wouldn't be looking to deport people who have strong ties in the U.S. and haven't committed crimes. She says Washtenaw County's location has led to a large number of detentions and deportations.
Part of it is that we're within 100 miles of a border. So when immigration is down on their quotas and they have to meet these deportation quotas, they come into our community and they sweep up our immigrant Latino population through racial profiling and other very unjust means. So it's a big national problem, and we want to draw local attention to it as well as national attention.
Sanders says she hopes the city council, mayor, and the Washtenaw County commissioners will sign a letter of support against Bautista's deportation. She says hundreds of Washtenaw County children have lost their parents to deportations in the last several years. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.